Then we had the results from the Stardust trials, the interim results. It was presented by Professor Louis Perrin-Biroulet from Nancy in France. And this was the first treat-to-target trial in Crohn's disease patients using endoscopy at week 16 as a decision point for dose adjustment in ustekinumab. So adults with moderate to severely active Crohn's disease who had failed conventional therapy and at least one biologic were eligible for enrollment. And at baseline, the patients received intravenous weight-based ustekinumab of about 6 milligrams per kilogram. And at week 8, then they received subcutaneous ustekinumab at 90 milligrams. So after 16 weeks, the patients with a clinical disease activity index reduction of at least 70 points were randomized then 1-to-1 for treat-to-target or standard of care. So the intention to treat full set included 500 patients, but in the treat-to-target group, there were only 220 patients in the end. And after 16 weeks, 36.8% of patients, so nearly 37% of patients, had achieved endoscopic response, and 11.4% had achieved remission. So endoscopic response was independent of most factors at baseline, although it did seem to be that there was some improved responses for patients with colonic versus ileal disease, and no new safety results were reported, so safety signals were reported. So typically, I think about 37% of the patients showed endoscopic response after an additional 16 weeks after the induction therapy. Excellent data.